Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Ladies and gentlemen, CM Punk is back in the WWE, and I was there. I'm excited for it. Didn't think I would be this excited, but guess what? Now we get to create happy Punk content. No more speculation. No more, is CM Punk coming back to WWE? Is he going back to AEW? Is it all the work? No, it's all about he's back in WWE, and he has said he's back home. So I got five reasons why this run will be successful. Coming up, I'll break it down with Brian H.
No, baby, that's for somebody else. We're just going to keep you right where you're at right now.
The Wrestling Realm presents Break It Down with Brian H.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this episode of Break It Down with Brian H. I am your host, Brian H. Waters. As you know, the show, of course, is brought to you by The Wrestling Realm. Now, remember, you can get merchandise such as this hoodie right here on our website, WrestlingRealm.com. And guess what? The real Dwayne Allen has slashed some prices. So be sure to check those out. Make sure you also check out Patreon, check out Championship Culture, and each and every week, check out a flagship show, the Wrestling Realm Now podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to get into it. I know I gave you some quick tidbits where to find us. You already know SeatGeek, save $20 or more when you spend $50 or more on tickets. But the chants are no longer booed. The CM Punk chants are real as he is back in WWE. Last week at the Survivor Series, I was there in Chicago. The chants had started before the show started. And guess what? They were met with boos. But I talked to my good brother, Corey. I was in the mall today. Shout out to my niece who was doing had a little dance recital. And I saw Corey. And we was talking about those chants. They didn't feel like, we don't want to see you, Punk chants. It felt like more like, do not hijack this crowd. And he was there. He said he felt the building shake. Y'all know I said this before. I was inside the presser. So I was alerting the media room that, hey, Punk is back. Like, I'm looking at it on the screen. But, and I was sitting there thinking, I was like, you know what? I wonder some things. What's going to happen? So I came up with five reasons why I feel this run will be successful. Now, you could make an argument about his AEW run, if it was successful or not. Some would say, you know, you talk about the money, right? And money, he made a lot of money, but he also kind of believed he had to give a little bit back. He was an AEW world champion, but was he successful? You know, his name is kind of scandalized. They turned on him. The fans, as he said, the internet community, they turned on him. But so was that necessarily successful? Was his WWE run successful? Was that last year? I mean, in 2013, he got The Undertaker. He wanted the main event of WrestleMania. He didn't. He got Brock Lesnar. But he didn't get that goal of main eventing WrestleMania. So I'm going to start with my five reasons, and that's one of the reasons, is that he will get the main event of WrestleMania. I truly believe that with this following and the people that are behind him, plus the built-in stories, whether you look at Roman Reigns or the obvious Seth Rollins. Both men have said CM Punk has, you know, kind of made their lives a little bit harder in Roman's case, made things more difficult because he said some things. And then obviously that translated to more boos for Roman. Seth Rollins, you know, said, you know, he's a hypocrite. Talked about him taking his ball and running. And he said it pains him to talk about him and say so many bad things because he did so much for him in his career. So I believe that CM Punk will be main eventing WrestleMania with one of them. Now, here's the thing. You got two nights. We all know that it seems like it's penciled in that Cody Rhodes is going to finish the story in Philadelphia. So you have that Cody and Roman story. Boom. That's night two. Especially if Cody wins, it's going to be the big moment. But now you got CM Punk in the mix. Seth Rollins did not necessarily have a penciled in opponent. You know me, I was trying to take the belt off of Rollins and then get it him to get it back at WrestleMania. But now you can kind of drive that cart all the way there. And Rollins and Punk, that's the match for the wrestling fans. Yeah, we got it on Monday Night Raw in 2013 or 2014. CM Punk even said he wasn't too fond of the match. But you do this at WrestleMania. And I know a lot of people, they talk about Punk's wrestling skills. They wasn't the same. He couldn't keep up. And I said this, that I don't think he needs to wrestle until WrestleMania. Now, you can obviously put him in the Performance Center. He'll get ready, but I don't think he needs to necessarily wrestle in front of a crowd. It's not like he has to relearn how to sell to the audience. He was just at All In, for goodness sakes. But I do think he gets the main event of WrestleMania, the marquee, the posters, everything that he wanted, he will get. Night one, close it out, CM Punk. Win or lose, I think he's fine, but I think he gets that moment. Let's move on to night two. Another reason he'll be successful, they buried the hatchet, right? Him and Triple H, an hour-long conversation. This is the right from the mouth of Triple H. Paul Levesque said they had an hour long. So Paul and Phil, and I'm really not too fond on calling people by their shoot names unless I know them personally. But for the sake of this, Paul Levesque and Phil Brooks had a conversation that lasted well over an hour. And they both agreed that they were not the same people nearly 10 years ago. And CM Punk said it. You know, he's back home. He said a lot in that promo. So I think with them burying the hatchet, boom, this gives us that opportunity to get a Punk versus, you know, a successful run in WWE to get those dream matches that we want. But Punk versus Rollins, a Punk versus Reigns, a Punk versus LA Knight for people out there who want to see that. So I'm high on the fact that they buried the hatchet, that this will be great. And this is a reason that that's going to make this successful because they have one common goal, and that's make money. He doesn't need to be the locker room leader. At AEW, he was going in there trying to show the young guys, but also kind of police the locker room, try to keep them in order. And because he was met with so much pushback, and there's the way that the Young Bucks, or I should say the Elite, did things. And then, you know, because in the WWE ring, that promo that Adam Page cut, that doesn't happen in WWE. And I'm going to give a shout out to the real Dwayne Allen because he brought this up on the wrestling realm now around that time. Like, everybody was talking about Punk was at fault and Punk this and Punk that, and he shouldn't have did this. But he brought the fact that Adam Page messed with the money, and you don't mess with the money. Think about this. As many issues now we hear that people had with Hulk Hogan, did they go out there and do that on television? No, because there was some structure. And at the end of the day, love him or hate him, Hulk Hogan was the driving force behind the WWF at that time. And he was the reason that people was eating well. It's the reason they wanted to be on his shows. It's the reason why Jake the Snake said, no, do not put me back in a ring or near him and let me DDT him again, because that's going to mess it all up. Because the people cheered, but he had the foresight to know that pop was cool then, but it wasn't going to turn into millions of dollars of merchandise. So with CM Punk not having to be that leader, it's less pressure. It's more fun. And I keep saying it. He was a happy Punk. When he came out there, he cut the promo, he was happy. And that takes me into the next point. He saw that the grass isn't always greener. Now, he did say he liked the fact that they kept everything secret about Brody Lee. He respected Tony Khan earlier. And he loved the fact that they were a family. But then once everything changed, it was just like, nah, bro. So learning that the grass isn't greener, learning that the WWE operates the way it does for a reason. And if you remember, he was at the WWE behind the scenes right after he had got released by AEW, fired. He was behind the scenes, or maybe they were still doing investigations. And, you know, they kind of had to send him home because, you know, people talk, they see things and whatnot. So they said, look, it's just best to get him out of here. But it wasn't no harsh, obviously. And he understood. So I think him seeing that the grass isn't greener is another reason this run is going to be successful. It's the reason why I'm excited about it. If you had told me CM Punk would be back in WWE, one, I would have believed you, because I do believe in the never say never and anything that happened in the world wrestling entertainment. But it would have kind of been hard to believe, but, you know, but for the many people, for the many naysayers, they wouldn't have believed you. So he saw the grass isn't greener. And the last point, the big point, the last words he said in his promo, he's here to make money, not friends. So he understands what it's going to take to make money. That means playing nice with Seth Rollins, playing into the fact that Rollins had that upset look. Of course, let's print money. You ain't got to like me. I ain't got to like you. I think when it's all said and done, we're going to have a sit-down rivalry. Both of them are going to be full of gray hair, but they're going to be talking, and they're going to have like the Bret and Shawn rivalries. They're going to sit down. They're going to squash it. I don't think it's like personal issues the way it was with Matt Riddle and Seth Rollins, you know, because that had a lot to do with Rollins, you know, standing up for his wife. So I don't think we're going to have those type of issues. That's why I think, oh, yeah, they could bury a hatchet. I think even with Corey Graves, you know, he'll bury a lot of those hatches. But at the end of the day, he's going to do what it takes to make money, to make the fans happy. And like I said, he comes back with a following. The people that love CM Punk that went to AEW, they are back in WWE. You saw that young man crying. And I know a lot of people like to make fun of him, but we don't know a lot of times if you can't relate on how a professional wrestler or another human being has inspired your life, you wouldn't understand. I recently watched his Best in the World documentary again, and I'm like, wow, yeah, he did have a cult-like following. He made people believe. So that's the reasons I see why this run will be successful, ladies and gentlemen. If you have any other reasons, let me know as I get ready to close out. I just wanted to hop on, break it down with Brian H., and break this down why everything will be successful. And, you know, we're going to keep it 100 here. But, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me on Break It Down with Brian H. You out there, and you are a content creator. I want to let you know. In the copy of the bio, I put my affiliate clip with Opus Clip that I've been using to help me generate some cool viral videos. So make sure y'all check that out. Also, Vertical Athletics. You may have seen me on my personal social media brands at Brian H. Waters wearing the headband and with the towel. You can get those and save 10% off your order. So click those links. So just trying to help y'all save money, make a little bit of extra money myself. But be sure to follow me at Brian H. Waters. And most importantly, follow the Wrestling Realm on all social media platforms at Wrestling Realm. Until the next time, folks, so long, everybody.